Where we're at and what we're looking to do, if we draw, it's important we win the next game and keep tallying up them points.
Well, they've got their Christmas night out tomorrow night, so they're all buzzing, you know, they're going away for a night, and it's thoroughly deserved.
I'll have a pee, please, Bob.
My name is Ruth Crump, Secretary of Ballartown Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Webber.
Yes, Jonah's dandruff problem was the curse of Wales last weekend as games got postponed due to the snow. Jonah, time you got the head and shoulders out, fella.
Hey, obviously it caused a lot of problems last week, Mac. The many games called off, including the Scario game. But I think the clubs did well to get their games on, the games well were played. And straight away, I got to say about the fans who travelled, you know, to watch their teams through them conditions and through them treacherous weather conditions, they are most probably, you know, some of the best sets of fans you'll ever see, because they're true to their club, aren't they? I was at Jenner, and there's 50 Bangor fans there. Some people didn't make it from Barry, I don't think, because of the snow and ice, and then you see 50 fans from Bangor coming down in minibuses, and that's, for me, that's real, you know, they're real fans. Well done.
I mean, we make a joke of it now, and everybody worked hard to try and get as many games on as possible. But from a manager's point of view, Jonah, what's the psychology around this time of year? Because it's not only snow that causes games to be called off, and quite a few get rearranged at this time of year because of this. How does a manager set his stall out, and how do players get sort of mentally ready for the fact that they might not have the games in the routine that they're normally used to?
I think everybody is disappointed when games are called off, but there's sometimes, Mac, you know, and this is from a manager's point of view, it can suit you. You might have a game which you think you can win, and you'll have one of your men out with suspension, and you might have him available then when you're playing somebody like a top three team. You might have an injury what you can get over because the game's called off, and they replay the game about a month later. So sometimes it can work in your favour, sometimes it can work against you.
I mean, I don't really know what all the fuss was about, all the Welsh Premier League games getting called off. Absolute bunch of softies. Did you see the video between Aberdare and Risky United on Friday night? They played in the snow, and boy did they play in the snow. It's on Twitter or social media if you want to have a look at it. Fantastically hilarious. They played in the snow, Welsh League game, without an orange ball. So you're not only trying to hide from the snow, you're trying to guess where the ball is. It's an ultimate spot the ball is hilarious. But well done to both of those teams for seeing themselves over. And genuinely, well done to everybody who played their part in trying to do the best they can to get the games on this weekend. I don't think we're going to have that sort of amount of snow in the next 7 days, so hopefully we won't have a problem. What I do say is that some people were probably glad of the postponement, because Bala faced TNS. And Jonah, what does that do for them? They got a bit of breathing space, didn't they? And they didn't have to play TNS. What does it do for their next weekend's game?
Thanks for forcing me to say it, but my answer to the last question I was going to say, whenever you play TNS, you're glad it's off. So, okay, I've just answered it. Yeah, I think Bala would... I think it was their Christmas party Saturday night, and they might have enjoyed it more than they would have on a normal Saturday after playing TNS.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. It's that time of the year, isn't it? Christmas party. We'll talk about that in a second. Let's hear from Andy Morrison after they played their game on Friday night. They had their Christmas party too.
Well, they've got their Christmas night out tomorrow night, so they're all buzzing, you know, they're going away for a night, and it's thoroughly deserved. Friday nights have got their pluses, you know, when you win it sets you up for a lovely weekend, when you lose it destroys your weekend, you know, because it just seems to be an eternity. So, you know, they'll enjoy tomorrow night. And I say that the changing room's strong. It's getting stronger every week. You know, we're building something. We're building a bit of, you know, togetherness. Again, you've got a new group of players come in and you're trying to mix everybody in together. And, you know, there's a good spirit there now, and it's growing, and it's very promising going forward. And, you know, like I've already said, Nate, it sets us up nicely now for some key games coming up now, because the points are so hard to come by in that top six. That every point now is so important, that you know, we push on now towards 40 points going into the second phase, because, like I say, it's very hard to get 3, 4, 5 wins in that second phase, you know, because some very, very good teams going to be in that top six this year.
Well, to be fair, North Wales Police haven't reported any stray behaviour from either Bala or Nomads players. No paparazzi following Welsh Premier League stars around North Wales. Everybody seemed to be very civilised. What's it like having to manage the Christmas party in the middle of the Christmas schedule?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially after a 5-1 win, I bet Morrison was at the bar all night getting the boys all the beers in. I've heard he's okay going to the bar, but he's never been to get me a tea or anything at all the games I've been to him. But Merry Christmas, lads, and you, Andy, and the next time it's a lager, please.
Well, Johnny, you didn't get to Bala, but you got to Barrytown, didn't you? And you saw a great game between them and Bangor City, and you got a hold of Kevin Nicholson after the game. Let's hear what he had to say for himself.
We would have to look at that and say 2 points lost, because obviously it was a game we wanted to come and win today.
Your first time at Jenner Park?
No, not my first time at Jenner Park. I've been here a few times, so yeah. I know what the crowd's like here. Obviously a good crowd to get behind their team, which you know you would expect, and our fans were excellent as well, getting behind our team. I think in terms of the game, we were really pleased with how we played in the first half, and then very disappointed with how we played in the second. I thought we made too many mistakes in the second half that ended up, you know, being costly. But as you know, in the second half, it's a strange one because you know at 1-1, I still fancied us, yeah, maybe to go and nick the winner. But you know, we weren't able to do that today. But yeah, first draw of the season, it is what it is. I think we were going to draw a game at some stage. Maybe it's today, and yeah, we move on to the next game.
Things going really well for you, Kev, at the moment. I mean, 4 wins in a row before today. And like you said, a point's not a great... it's not a disaster at Jenner Park, because they are a decent side, Barry. European football, obviously, Kev, for a club of your size, still very much on the agenda?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, in terms of the run, we're pleased with that, because I think at any level, you've got to gain some kind of consistency as the season goes on. You know, where we're at and what we're looking to do, if we draw, it's important we win the next game. And keep tallying up them points.
And your next game will be live next Saturday tea time against Kevin Druids at The Rock. So let's hope the weather's a bit better by next Saturday, Kevy.
Yeah, let's hope so. I've heard about the weather up there yesterday and today, and obviously they had their game called off, didn't they, at Prestatyn as well. So yeah, I'll be looking forward to going there. It's obviously familiar surroundings for us. Obviously we train there during the week, so we know the pitch well, and they're a team that obviously... very organised, very strong as well, so similar to Barry, so we're going to have to be ready for that game. Looking forward to it already.
How do you think this game's going to go?
It's that bit more special when it's live on a television, obviously, you know, with the fans, you know, your real friends and your parents and your family, if they can't get to the game, they can watch it on a television, and you always like to perform well. I think that happens at all levels of football. There's not much, you know, football league stuff, what doesn't go televised now, but at our level, it's great to be on there live. And I think the players just would like to produce now, a couple of weeks before Christmas. They were decent last week, Bangor. They're on a good run, like Nicholson said. They've had 4 victories and a away draw at Barry. It was a game that I think he thought they could have won at half-time. They were nailed on to win it, but Barry put in a good performance in the second period to get a point. But yeah, Bangor are on good form, so they will go into the game as favourites against the Druids, but the Druids are there about still. Hughie Griffiths is, you know, they've had 15 games, 6 wins, 5 draws, 4 defeats. The goal difference is 18-18, which tells you they've had a great season so far, and it'll be a big game for them. It's not a derby, but it's Hughie's ex-Bangor City player. He's had a lot to do with Bangor over the years, and it'll be a great game, and one which could go either way. Bangor will edge favouritism because they're free scoring, Bangor. When they do, you know, go for, they get a lot of goals. But I'm sure Hughie will have a game plan, and it'll be a great game.
I bet Prestatyn are chomping at the bit as well, aren't they? Because they had their game called off. They've got Aberystwyth. Now, we've heard, obviously, that they lost 5-1 last week. But as Andy Morrison said in his little piece there, Joan, earlier, you know, they were 1-1 at one stage in this game. And Aber would be boosted by what they did to Bala in the Cup. We still can't rule out Aberystwyth getting themselves out of that bottom two, can we?
In fear of repeating myself, right, this game is gigantic for these two clubs. Especially, I think, Aberystwyth have played a game more. They played 16 games, they got 15 points. Prestatyn played 15 games, got 15 points. It's a gigantic game because Gibble, I know Gibble will take a point here. They're away from home. They're at Aberystwyth. They've got to travel across and take his young guns down there. And they're playing against a team who've just started to get it together. Yeah, the 5-1 result last Friday night was a bit of a shock to Aber's system. But they showed on the highlights that they could have scored four or five themselves. Danby again played well in goals, four corners key. There was a couple of bad defensive errors from the Aberystwyth lads, but I think they'll start as favourites for this Aber, and they will see this as the fixture they wanted to get out of the bottom two, and they won't want to return to it again all season. Yeah, Gibbo's youngsters, I think, like I said, a lover point to stay out of the bottom two, and Neville Powell's team will be desperate to get the home win to get them out of the bottom two.
So, Barry got a point at home last weekend. Jonah also caught up with Gavin Chesterfield.
In those circumstances against a great team, when you're one all, what do? You sit in? Do you sort of defend deep? You know, do you X, Y, and Z? But my boys, I looked in their eyes and they just wanted to keep going. And sometimes as a manager, you've got to let them off the leash.
Yeah, I thought it's a great point for you. Had some good individual performances. I know you don't like singling out individuals, Gav, but I thought Cottrell, who's just coming back from an injury, you know, Jordan Cottrell, he was exceptional in the second half.
He's an exceptional player. You know, I've seen it for a long time. He's been with us for a while now, and you know, he does things that belong at the, you know, the very highest level at sometimes, you know. But you're not going to see the best of Jordan until the second half of the season. You know, he's come back after a knee operation, and I think that was his sixth or maybe seventh game back. So I was delighted for him today, because he grabbed that game by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah, he lifted the place up.
Yeah, he did. He drove us forward, and then the boys followed him, you know, and backed him up really well.
And it's Carmarthen this week for Barry. Jonah, how's that going to play out?
Barry Town will be over the moon with a point, and the way they played the second half, I think Gavin Chesterfield just said that in the interview to us. He was really pleased. He had a bad week at Carnarvon, the lads. They had a bad first half against Bangor, but they stood up in the second period and showed they're capable of playing against anybody in this league. You know, again, Kane McLagan is key to him. I think that's 13 or something like 13 goals they've scored. I think he scored 9. He's had 3 assists. So how important is that then, Mark, as a centre forward for his own, you know, his own club team, hometown team? He's proved vital for him. He needs to be on form if they're going to get a result down at Carmarthen. I think the Barry fans will edge favouritism because they got 18 points. You know, they're 13 points ahead of Barry, of Carmarthen, so they have to be the favourites. And Carmarthen will, Hazelwood would have targeted this as a game he can win, and he'll expect to win. There's certain games, he's a shrewd character, he's at certain games now, he'll know the dice has been rolled. He has about 16 games to go in the season, and there's certain ones he will demand 3 points from, and this will be Friday evening. It'll be a good game, because Barry fans will travel, the Carmarthen fans will welcome Barry going down there. I'd like to see him get 400 or 500 at Richmond. They haven't been getting big crowds of late, but it'll be a great game Friday night, and tough one for Barry again on the road. Carmarthen at home, they'll be desperate for 3 points.
And how about these two to finish the weekend? TNS against Nomads. What do you think of this one?
It was Man United and Man City last week. This is the new Saints and Connors Quay without any milk, I hope. They're both good, you know. It's a massive game. It's game of the weekend. The new Saints could open up a gap this weekend, which would be par for the course. But if Andy Morrison's team get a win at Parkhall or a point at Parkhall, the title race is still well and truly on, and they can do it. No, the new Saints are not invincible. They're a great team. They're the champions for the last 6 seasons. But I know Morrison's mindset, I know his players' mindset. They'll believe they can go to Parkhall on Friday and get a result. So I don't think you'll see the long 8 or 9 to 1s for Connors Quay like we usually would a couple of seasons before. I put them down amongst the 3-4 to 1 bracket now. The new Saints will be odds on, but we'll have a good football match here, and there's not many sets of players who know as much about each other as these 22 players, so it'll be a real, whether it'll be a game of chess with the Nomads that staying in behind and letting TNS come on to them and try and score from a set play, or whether Andy says to his players, go and have a go at them and let's see what we can do. Undoubtedly, Mark, game of the weekend. And if you're living anywhere local there, you know, I know that it was adverse weather last weekend and a lot of people missed out on their football, but this is the one to go and see. It'd be a great game. New Saints Connors Quay, top billing in the Welsh Premier League this Friday evening.
And Cardiff Met against Bala.
Cardiff Met are start favourites, and I think Cardiff Met are one of the best teams in the league on their own surface. So I would put the Met as favourites, but Bala Keaton will have a plan. He'll expect his boys to start standing up to the mark. Now, he avoided TNS, like I said last week, and he'll definitely want a point from the Kincoyd campus. Edwards will want three to maybe claim second spot because the Nomads are playing the New Saints, and Bangor got a tough game as well. So Christian Edwards will definitely want three. I think Colin will set off a one, but again, another great game.
A fantastic feast of football awaits. Get yourself down to your local club. I don't think you're going to need the snowplough this weekend. I hope you enjoy yourself. I hope you stay warm. And we'll see you next week.